Well, let's take a look at New South Wales now. And the state has recorded 22 new locally acquired cases in the past 24 hours to 8pm yesterday. Health experts are pleased the numbers have remained relatively steady. And while the cases are all linked, authorities are concerned about a number of exposure sites across the city. Our reporter Catherine Gregory joins me now in the studio. What have the numbers kind of told us today, Kat?
Hi, Sally. Well, as you mentioned, 22 cases of community transmission there. Good news is they're all linked to previous cases and we haven't seen a huge escalation, so authorities are happy with that. And this is also out of more than 68,000 tests. Health authorities are very happy with that level of testing. So here's what New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant said.
We're going to need to sustain those levels of testing if we are going to assure ourselves that we're not missing unrecognised chains of transmission. So of today's new locally acquired cases, 11 were in isolation through their infectious period.
So as Dr. Kerry Chand mentioned there, half of the cases announced today have been in isolation, but there are 5 who were in isolation for part of the time of being infectious and 6 who were in the community all the time they're infectious, and that's still a major concern. Now, a little bit more detail about today's new cases. As I said, they're linked to previous existing ones. Now, that includes one linked to the Ocean Foods site in Marrickville, 4 to that West Hoxton birthday party, which was a major sort of seeding event, 4 cases also linked to the Crossways Hotel, and 3 cases linked to Christo's Pizzeria in Paddington. So these, among some others, remain significant venues of concern to New South Wales health authorities. The other thing that they also mentioned today is a 24-year-old student nurse has tested positive. Now, that nurse worked while infectious at Fairfield and Royal North Shore hospitals. The wards where the nurse worked have been locked down, and so far test results of the nurse's contacts have been negative, so at least that's some good news.
Kat, what's the game plan now for New South Wales?
Well, this Bondi cluster is actually set to become the state's largest COVID cluster since the start of the pandemic. And as we know, it's really different because it's a Delta variant, so it's spreading much faster and it's more easily spread between people. So what health authorities are saying is they want to make sure that all new cases that come up are in isolation during their infectious period. And through that, they hope that the exposure site list will decrease a fair bit. Now, when they need to see that happen before things can be relaxed. As I mentioned, lots of venues of concern. There's hundreds in total and they keep popping up every few hours. So the big emphasis now is for all businesses to have QR codes. That'll be mandatory by July 12. Now, that includes all retail businesses and supermarkets, the individual shops within shopping centres, gyms, offices, manufacturing and warehousing, as well as universities, TAFEs and schools, plus, of course, all takeaway venues. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says we really need to think about things differently when we come out of lockdown.
We're already starting to think about what life will look like between coming out of the lockdown and also once the majority of our population is vaccinated, because in that intervening period, we know this very contagious strand of the virus is something we've not dealt with before in this way.
The Premier has also flagged using pharmacists to help with the vaccine rollout. So that's another way New South Wales is going to fight this.
And Kat, we're playing catch up with vaccinations, but business wants to step in.
That's right. So look, as was mentioned, Australia is actually ranked last out of the OECD countries for its vaccination rollout. Less than 5% of our population are fully vaccinated. It's making international headlines of just how poor that is. So the private sector has announced that, you know, it wants to take up a large portion of the vaccine rollout program. So, you know, we'll see big banks, big businesses, large mining companies, they could vaccinate their own staff on site. That would be, of course, on top of these, you know, Commonwealth-run respiratory clinics and GPs and the state-run hubs that we already have. Gladys Berejiklian mentioned it today as something she fully supports. I did speak to the Chief Executive Officer of the Business Council of Australia, Jennifer Westacott, about this, and she says the council has been calling for it for some time.
We can do the preparatory work now for when we've got the supply to really accelerate the vaccines. You know, remember, most employers, particularly the large employers, have accredited providers for the flu vaccine. So can we get those providers accredited to give the COVID vaccine?
Jennifer Westacott also said, though, the ongoing issue will be supply. Although, unlike Queensland, the New South Wales Premier has said today that there's not been any interruptions to the state supply so far.
Good on you, Kat. That's our reporter, Catherine Gregory. Thank you.